This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And we're listening to the song Daylight by the Brooklyn indie band Matt and Kim. The relatively unknown song was featured in a 2009 Bacardi commercial, and by the following year went gold, selling more than 500,000 copies and sweeping Matt and Kim into the mainstream. Not so long ago, selling your music to an ad agency was considered the lowest form of selling out, a surefire way to lose even hardcore fans, an unforgivable sin. Today, many musicians see it as the only way to make a living, and fans, for the most part, seem to be turning a blind eye. Jessica Hopper is music editor for Rookie Magazine. She wrote the article, How Selling Out Saved Indie Rock, for BuzzFeed. And Jessica, a pleasure to speak with you on Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So when did this shift occur? When did it become acceptable for a band to let its music be used in advertising?
Well, bands in ads has been something that's been going on for several decades. Music has long been used to sell products, but particularly the stigma of doing it has sort of dropped away as the music industry's ability to sell records has receded. You know, alternative revenue streams coming from advertising and corporate sponsorship has taken that exact place.
You spoke with a number of people who are working in this kind of hybrid of music and marketing. One quote that really stood out to me was, bands want an ad the way they used to want a record deal.
Yes, selling 30 seconds of your music to an ad pays what, selling maybe 30,000 records pays, or perhaps for a larger band, what they might net after a, 6 or 8 or 10 week tour. And that's for a medium-sized band. For a small band, this is money that just isn't out there elsewhere.
Let's talk about the fine line here. It used to be when a band got a song on something like, Grey's Anatomy or Parenthood or whatever, the OC, that was considered instant fame. Is advertising considered a whole other realm?
It's sort of a similar realm, twin realms, I guess. There's never been quite the stigma for doing TV and movie soundtracks because it's seen as being artistic. You're still serving something, an image or someone else's artistic or creative vision. But in the case of advertising sync licensing, what you're helping serve or sell is, could be hamburgers, could be cars, could be phone service, which is a little less artistically pure, if you will.
Is there any concern that people are going to start writing songs that are pitched specifically for advertising? Something that one could use in a car commercial or something like that?
I don't think I'm being cynical in saying I'm sure that's been happening for quite some time.
Mm. What about fans? I'm reading in the comments section of your article, a lot of people seem to be really unhappy about the integrity and ethics and maybe even street cred of the people that you interviewed. Did you expect that kind of response?
Yeah, this has been a longstanding debate within the independent music community as things have shifted and changed in the last 20 years, and that bands, for the most part, have a very difficult time, even when they are successful, making a living that allows them to tour, to make records, to do a lot of the things that used to just be standard. If you sold records, if you did well on tour, you could afford to do these things. And it's actually fairly hard to have a career as a mid-level band. And granted, as some of the people are grousing in the comments, that's a pretty high-class problem to have. But the issue of it is that there's just not money elsewhere. And as one of the people at the ad agency said in the story, corporations are the last people paying what music is worth.
You also found that many people who work for ad agencies were once musicians themselves. So I guess they really appreciate this.
Yes. That's part of how music got over into that world. You had people who had been laid off from record labels, people who had worked, in other aspects of the music industry. And as that sort of dried up, people went to brands, they went to ad agencies, they went to places that, you know, represent artists' work and try to get them placed in ads. And so because those people spoke the same language as, you know, these punk and underground artists in some cases, it was easier for that transition to happen because there was this savvy translator between the ad world and music world.
Now, with more and more bands trying to land their music on advertising spots, will the value become watered down?
I mean, intrinsic value of music is hard to substantiate, but the actual financial value of a song, you know, for placement in an ad has been going down for 20, 25 years because of this stigma dropping away. And so it becoming less and less of a big deal to say yes to that McDonald's money.
I know I had a lot of friends who made their living in New York for years in the jingles market. They were actually writing these jingles and they were working musicians for the most part. So always been crossing that line in some way. Not anything they would ever want people to know on a public level. But now I'm hearing more and more television commercials using old recordings. What is that going to do to the future of these indie bands trying to make it in advertising?
Well, ads are now seen for people who are, you know, catalog career artists, a way to reinvigorate their career and a way to stay relevant. And that's why you see people like The Who has had a whole slew of songs licensed and showing up in, you know, different ways within commercials and TV, you know, or why you see people like Mary J. Blige or, you know, rather infamously Pitbull. People doing a lot of commercials because, you know, for older artists, this is as it's more powerful than radio play and more powerful than any other form of media right now.
What do you think, though, if your favorite band, you just discovered a great song, ended up in a new Toyota commercial? Are you disappointed?
I don't begrudge anyone the way that they manage to make their living within music.
Jessica, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Jessica Hopper, music critic, author, and music editor for Rookie Magazine. She wrote the article, How Selling Out Saved Indie Rock for BuzzFeed. You'll find a link to read the article for yourself at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.